This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Hang up.
Okay, good work, everyone. Welcome. Wonderful to spend the evening with you in the pursuit of Torah greatness, as we're sponsored by Shalom Fogli, Nishmas Yaakov Zeb and Yodaya, Rivka Bas Yaakov Yosef, Siv Yamir and Bas Gad, Yosef Ben Siam Ben Yaakov Zeb, and we learn also for Shalem from Ashayah Ben Miriam, a great Shidduch for Chayat Siv Yabash Shoshana Gittel, a great Shidduch for Batya Basara, and we learn for a healthy mommy, healthy baby, for Ariel Bas Elza Rivka. We learn Leila Nishmas Yaakov Chaim Ben Abbas, Bas Yon Avram and Shmuel Akrein, Lefur Shalema for Liba Bas Henya. We learn in Ilu Mishmas Svi Meir Ben Elimelech and Ilu Mishmas Reizel Bas Yehuda Leib that the Neshama should have an Aliyah. We are holding at the new Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph, and we right away start the daily griddle cakes of the Kohen Gadol, which are offered half in the morning and half in the afternoon. Chavite Kohen Gadol Lishasan Varichasan. They're kneading, they're arranging, vafiyasin, and they're baking bifnim. Has to be done within the azara of deiches es haShabbos, and it supersedes the Shabbos. Tchinasan vakdasan, the grinding and the sifting, ain't a deiches es haShabbos. And this is the rule. Kol amar Rabbi Kiva, kol malachah she'efshel la'asayis ha'merav Shabbos, anything that can be done before Shabbos, ain't a deiches es haShabbos. V'she'efshel la'asayis ha'merav Shabbos, but if it's impossible to do before Shabbos, because once you knead it, and it's with oil that has Kedusha, then if left overnight, it would be possible belina. So therefore, that which can't be done, me'erav Shabbos, deiches es haShabbos. All meal offerings are prepared in a keli on the inside. The ein be ma'isa kli b'chutz, they're not done on the outside. Shtei alechem, the two loaves of shvuas, orkan shiva tvachim, their length is seven tvachim, v'rochpan dalet tvachim, and their width is four tvachim, v'karnei seha, and their horns, arba etzbois, were four fingers. In other words, it was turned up like horns, and that went four fingers. Lechem aponim, the lechem aponim, orkan yutvachim, its length is ten tvachim, v'rochpon hei tvachim, its width are five tvachim, v'karnoisav, and its horns, when prepared in dough, is sheva etzbois. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shalai Titesh, you shouldn't get confused. This is the same Rabbi Yehuda who was Noisim Ben Simonim by the Makas, the Tzach Adash Ba'akav. Rabbi Yehuda gives mnemonics so that you should remember it. So here also, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Shalai Titesh, you shouldn't make a mistake between the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem upon him. The Shtei Alechem is Zedad. Zedad is that the length was seven, the width was four, and the karnois are four finger breadths, so that's zedad. While yahaz, the lechem upon him, is yahaz, the length is ten, the width is five, and the karnoisav are seven etzbois. Ben Zayma says, v'nasata al ha'shulchan lechem leponim lefanai tamid, and here is where we know that, as we said, we make it like a staple, as Reuven Shanitz so beautifully explained it. We make it like a staple, so it has many faces, right? It has the faces on the side and the face on the bottom, and we learn that out because it says lechem ponim, and therefore we dash in lechem ponim shiuloi ponim. It has different faces. Now, hashulchan orka yud, the table, the length of the table in the Beis Hamikdash is 10, v'rach bay chamisha, and its width is five. Lechem aponim, the lechem aponim, orko yud, its length is 10. V'rach bay hay, and its width is five. Now, remember, it's two rows of them. So, noisen orko keneged rach bay shel shulchan, you put its length corresponding to the width of the table. Now, wait a second. We said that the width of the table is five, and the length is 10. Yeah, but we fold up 2.5 tefachim on one side and 2.5 tefachim on the other side. That's the up part of the U, the up part of the staple. The kaifel tefachim u'machtzim mekan, we fold up 2.5 on one side, u'tefachim u'machtzim mekan, and 2.5 on the other side. So you have, the width of the table is 5, and the length of the lechem apanim is 10, but when we fold up 2.5 and 2.5 on either side, what sits on the table is 5, so it fits perfectly. Nimtza orkei memale, the length, fills rachbei shel shulchan. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rameyer has a different configuration. Rameyer aimer ha-shulchan orkei yud beis, the shulchan, its length is 12, v'rachbei vav, and its width is 6. Ah, so if its width is 6, lechem aponim orka yud v'rachbei hei, its length is 10, and its width is 5, and you put the 10 along the width of 6, and you fold it up 2 tvachim on either side. Nice and orka connect v'rachbei shel shulchan, so you put the 10 along the 6 of the width, Kaifel tvachayim mikan or tvachayim mikan, 2 on one side and 2 on the other side, so that subtracts 4 out of the 10, so it fills the 6 of the width. Now, if there's 12 tvachim, the length, and each lechem upon him, along its width is 5, so then you have 2 tefachim in the middle of the 2 rows. Utfachayim revach be'emtza, there's 2 tefachim in the middle between the 2 rows. Kedei she'tei ruach min ha'sheves be'em, in order the wind should blow through it and that it shouldn't become spoiled. Abishol says in that area, Shem ha'yenoisin and shnei bazicha and levayne, in those 2 tefachim, they put the 2 spoonfuls of frankincense, shalechem upon him. Amrulay, they said, what do you mean? They didn't put it on the side. V'arekvar nema v'nasata ala mareches levayne zaka. You put it on the rose, so it went on top of the bread. Remember we said it went on top of the, each spoon went on the top of the 6 loaves on either side. Amalahem, so they said, well, al doesn't always mean on. It can mean alongside. Amalahem, marikfar nema v'olav mata Menashe, and next to Ephraim was the tribe of Menashe. Now, if you remember, we said that on the side, there were like 4 stands of gold, 2 on one side and 2 on the other side, sandwiching the lechem. Snifen shel zav, the stands of gold, hayasham, mifutzalim me rosheihem, and they had pegs where you place the rods that went from one stand to the other that the bread sat on. That supported these stands with shnayim l'seidu zeh, with 2 golden stands for one row, shnayim l'seidu zeh, and attached to the pegs were these tubes that the bread sat on. The chav ches konim, there were 28 tubes, kichatzi konachalim, like a half a tube. That's hollow. Arba asel l'seidu zeh, 14 for one row. V'yud dalel l'seidu zeh. Now the way it worked is that the 6 loaves. The first loaf didn't need any tubes because it sat on the table. Then there were 3 tubes and the second loaf. Then there was another 3 tubes and the third loaf. So that's 6. Then there's another 3. That's 9. Then there's another tree that's 12. Under the 6 challah, since there was no big weight, it only needs 2 tubes. So that's 14 on one side and 14 on the other side. Loi cedar cut him, not putting in the tubes, v'loi netilas, nor the removal of the tubes, deiches ha-Shabbos, supersedes the Shabbos. Ella, what they did was, is nichnas me'erev Shabbos. They went in because you couldn't remove the chalas when the tubes were there. So they went in on Erev Shabbos, v'shaimtai, and they removed the tubes, v'nasnei la'orkei shulchan, and they kept it along the length of the shulchan. And then, after Shabbos, they put it back in. Kol ha'kelim shehayu b'mikdash, all utensils that were in the mikdash, orkon, their length went la'orkei shel bayis, along the length of the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, all the kelim went from east to west. Okay, that was a long Mishnah. And now we start the Gemara. As we welcome in A.B. Spry, it's good to see you, A.B. We got to get you to try to work out the Mishnayos and still come during the week. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we got to do it. Next week's shir is 8:20. Welcome in Dr. Guy, Mo Kushner. We're hoping Mo feels better and better, Amir Tzashem. And Mark Frankel, Marshall Castle, looking spiffy, Mel Zachter, Yaakov Warman, Dr. Black, Saba, Yitzi Fuchs, Ben Sinkon, Shelley Zeitlin, Michael, Nachman Chapler, Menachem Mimansky, Eddie Chazan, Yisrael Fisher, Gedalia Engel, Irving Fishbaum, Dr. Eisenberg, Naftali Jablin, Moshe Lehman, Stephen Holtzman, Gabriel Epstein, Elia Yaffe, Yeshua Shmuel Eisenberg, Shimon Klein, Chaim Braun, great to have you, Rabbi Kranz, Danny Vogel, and David Helfgott. It's nice to have 38 people here tonight. No, not 38, 32. 32 people here tonight. And we have also here in Shul, Reuven Shannett and Michal Avram holding down the fort over here. We're missing Berish Gesseman. I hope he's feeling well. Berish doesn't miss if he's feeling okay. We are holding now. Kol ha-menachas yesh ben ma'isa kli b'fnim. All menachas are prepared with a utensil on the inside. Shalu es Rebbe, they asked Rebbe, Zuminayim, how do we know that it has to be done in a clay sharis inside the Azar? Amalahem, so he said to them, Harihu Aimer, it says, Vayaymer Eli, and he said to me, Zah Mokam Asher Yavashul Shama Kohanim, this is the place where the Kohanim will cook as a Oshim Vesachatas, Asher Yofu as a Mincha, and bake the mincha levilti hoitzi ala chotzer achalitzayna. You shouldn't take it out to the outer chotzer. Mincha dum yadashim v'chatas, so mincha is similar to the ashim and v'chatas. Ma ashim v'chatas tun a kli, just like the ashim and v'chatas, when you cook it, needs a keli. Af mincha, nami, when you prepare it, when you knead it and you shape it, tun is kli. Hashulchan orkei asara. So, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, so we had a machloikis whether the fold was for 2.5 tvachim or only 2 tvachim. So Amar Rabbi Yechanan divrei aimer tvachim umechtze, according to the one that says that they folded it up 2.5 tvachim, and there were 6 of them. 6 times 2.5 is 15. So then nimtze shulchan mekadesh chamisha aser tvachim lamal. The shulchan sanctifies up to 15 tvachim on top of it. The divrei aimer tvachaim kaifel, that he folded up 2 times 6 is 12. Nimtze shulchan mekadesh neim aser tvachim lamaila, 12 tvachim lamal. The question is, but doesn't the tubes take up space? In between each row were the 3 tubes, so doesn't that lift it to more than 15 or more than 12 tvachim? V'ikar kanim, says the Gemara, Konim Shikue Mishakalu. Very interesting. When they baked the bread, they made indentations for the tubes to fit in it. In other words, there was indentations in the mold for the 3 tubes, so it didn't take up any room. Says the Gemara, well, I don't understand. Why is the tubes there? So that the bread shouldn't sit without any air in between and spoil. My time, Mishmiya Pushe Lechem, you have it there that the bread shouldn't spoil. Saif Kababash Lechem. If the tubes sit in the bread, then it's going to spoil anyway. Says the Gemara, no, the Magvele Persa, it does lift it above the other bread a little bit. So then the Gemara says, so then it's a little bit more than 15. Va'ikahu Persa, says the Gemara, since if you multiply those five little bits, it doesn't come to a tefach, kevin d'la'avi tefach lo'ichoshevle, it's not calculated. Says the Gemara, va'ikah bezichen, but there's the spoons that sit inside the challah that go above 15. Says the Gemara, no, begave de lechem have, they sit inside the bread, ulabahade lechem have kame, and they're flush with the top of the bread, so they don't stick up. Says the Gemara, but for ikka kronis, after we do the upper part of the staple, there are also kronos, horns, that go outward. So if the horns go up, so then that adds to the height. Says the Gemara, no, kronos the gavei de lechem kayevlu. The projections are go to the side. In other words, they come out of the height of the U, but they're bent towards the side. So they don't go up, there's no elevation. The lechem alayu nachle, and the bread sits upon those horns. So now the Gemara says, but there's a border, it's called the misgeres, that sits on top of the shulchan. And the border was a tefach high. So if the bread sat on the border, so then it should lift it up another tefach. The ikah misgartoi is the border. Says the Gemara, no, Commander Amar Miskartoi Lamata Hoysa. The border sat below the table. It went around, there was a border, but it was around the underside of the table. Says the Gemara, Ulamandi Amar Miskartoi Lamaila Hoysa. There is an opinion that the border was above the table, but Parkude Avimarafkida, it encircled the outer part of the table. And the bread sat within the border. V'lechem begavei the shulchan haviyosim. The bread was set inside the border, not on top of the border, so the border didn't raise its height. Kedetanya, Rabbi Yosef Omer, Rabbi Yosef says, loy hayasham snifen. There didn't need to be these four racks on the four side. El misgavtei shel shulchan ma'medes es alechem. The border of the table held the bread in place. Amalai, they said that can't be because miskarta lamata isa, because the border was underneath. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ledivrei ha'aymer miskarta lamata isa, according to the man Yama that the border was underneath, that means that the top of the shulchan was a pshute kleitz, was just flat. It wasn't a base kibble. If the border was on top, so then it had a base kibble. But if the border was on the bottom, so then the top of the keli was the shulchan was completely flat. So then hoisit tabla hamisapeches. Then we have a raya that a flat tablet of wood, even though a small pshute clay eitz, a small flat clay eitz, is not mekabel tuma because it doesn't have a base kibble. But a very big tablet like a table, even if it's flat, tmeya. The divrei ayma miskarta lamayla hoisa. But if the border was on top, so then it had around it this border, so then it had a base kibble. So then we don't have a raya about a flat table. Tabla misapeches tibayilach. So the Gemara says, but it seems to be that you're sure that the table was mekabel tumah. Michlal, the shulchan bar kibulei tumahu. It seems to be that you're certain that the shulchan is mekabel tumah. But why? It's a very heavy keli, and it's not moved. And we know that a clay eitz osi lenachesu, it's a clay eitz that's left to be stationary, like a big brake front. We call clay eitz osi lenachas, and a wooden utensil that's left to be stationary, a mekabel tumah. Because we learned that out from sak, my timer, because it compares eitz to sak, dumya de sak, ma sak, just like sak, mitaltel mali rerekan, it's moved full and empty. Af kol metal tamole v'reken. Says the Gemara, but since the table is not moved, it's meant to be stationary in the base of Mikdash, why is it mekabel tuma? Says the Gemara, now you don't know your details. They moved the shulchan 3 times a year. When the Eilei Regalim came up, they moved out the shulchan to show the people the steam rising from the bread, even though it was a week on the table. So they did move it. Says Gemara, Shulchan Nami Metalta Mali Varekim, the table was also moved, Kedrei Shlokish. Dame Rei Shlokish, Maidich Siv al Shulchan Hatar, you should put it on the Shulchan that's pure. Tar, Michlal Di Ketame, that it could become Tame. Amal Malamed, you're right, Shemagviya Noisela Eile Regalim, they would lift it up to the people that came up for the 3 regalim, Omarim Boi Lechem, and show them the bread. Come and see how much the Rebbeinu Shalom loves you. Makes a big miracle. A great miracle happened with the showbread. It wasn't in plastic bags, but its removal was like its arrangement. It was hot bread, and they showed the table, and they actually saw steam rising from the bread, even though it was on the table for a week.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Where were the people standing that they could see the shulchan?
Well, some say they brought it all the way to the door of the ulam. Others say they brought it out even past the mizbeach.
They were allowed to bring it outside?
So it's a big machlokes.
Why do you need the rods? If they were such a nace, then why do we...
We always do things b'derech ha-teva as much as possible. On top of the roof of the mizbeach were kalya oirev, were things that ravens shouldn't land there and defecate. Now, if a bird that went over the head of Yonasan ben Uziel gets burnt, then you think a bird could go over the base of Mikdash? But we do things in the natural way. So here too, we do things in the natural way. Now getting back to Gedalia's question, they do speak about that question in great length about where they actually brought the table. There is a Rashi in Yuma that says that they took the table out of the Heichel into the courtyard. It's a big Kiddush. The Ach HaShulchan Ha'as, it says you can't take the table out. If according to Aruch Shulchan HaAsid, they would have to lift it very, very high in order for them to see it. But now the Gemara asks another question. Maybe the reason why it's Mekabel Tuma is because it's gold-plated. And since it's gold-plated, it has a din of matches. And matches is mekabel tuma even if it's stationary. Says the Gemara, v'tefek li mishum tzipui. And how do we know that a keli gets the status of its plating? Because milay tanan, hashulchan v'adulbiki, a table, and a... personal eating tray, shenifchasu, that got broken, or shechifin b'shayish, or you covered it with marble, which is stoneware, which is not mekabel tuma, v'shayah behem mokam anochas kaisis, but there's enough place to leave, to put down cups, tmein, it's still tame. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, mokam anochas chatichas, as long as there's enough to to put down pieces of meat. But shayer in loy shayer loy. But if only if you left space. If you didn't leave space, no. So we see if it's plated with marble, it has a din of marble. So the Gemara says, "V'chi teima will make a chilek kan betzipa yoimid kan betzipa she'en oimid." Over there by the marble, it was knocked in with nails. Here, the gold plating is not knocked in with nails. Is it talking about where it was knocked in with nails, or even if it's not knocked in with nails? If you coated the rims also with marble, or you didn't cover the rims with marble, it makes no difference if it was with nails or not. So therefore, since it has a din of marble when it's plated, even if it's not attached with nails, so here the shulchan would have a din of gold, even though the gold was not attached with nails, and that's why it's mekabel tumah, because it's plated with gold. So why do you have to say it's because it's a clay eitz that's moved, and it's not a seal anachas? Maybe because it has a din of metal. So we're just going to pause here a moment to change over the tape as we get ready to do the second blot.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.